This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush, authorities there have formally charged the person suspected of shooting dozens of people, killing 49 of them at two mosques in Christ City.
One offender, 28-year-old male, has been charged at this stage with one count of murder. He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April.
He's been identified as 28-year-old Britton Tarrant from Grafton, New South Wales, Australia. Investigators say he had five firearms. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that she will push for new gun laws after learning he legally obtained the weapons used in the attack.
When people, of course, hear that this individual was acquired a gun license and acquired weapons of that range, then obviously I think people will be seeking change. And I'm committing to that.
The shooter broadcast a 17-minute live video after publishing a 74-page white nationalist manifesto in which he denounced Muslims and called immigrants invaders. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan said Friday that peace in Afghanistan is around the corner, citing ongoing negotiations between the United States and Taliban insurgents. Islamabad is credited for arranging Washington's direct dialogue with the Taliban. The U.S. officials say has made real strides in recent days. Without elaborating any further, Khan asserted that the peace process would result in stability, trade, and economic prosperity for the region, and particularly for Afghanistan to enable the war-shattered country to stand on its own feet. Again, Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan saying that the peace process in Afghanistan is moving forward. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued the first veto of his presidency, overriding a congressional measure and protecting his national security declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Surrounded by law enforcement officials as well as parents of children killed by people who were illegally in the United States, Mr. Trump called the congressional action dangerous and reckless.
It is definitely a national emergency. Rarely have we had such a national emergency. Therefore, to defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
On Thursday, Congress formally rejected President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund border wall construction as the Senate voted 59-41 to disprove the executive action. 12 Republicans joined with Senate Democrats to back that resolution. Mr. Trump's veto sends the issue back to Congress, where it is unlikely that there will be enough support to override the veto. A two-thirds majority in both the House and Senate is needed to overcome a presidential veto. European Union leaders are warning that their Brexit patience is wearing thin, and with just 2 weeks to go before Britain is scheduled to leave the EU, they're poised to grant more time for the country to do so, but likely with tough conditions attached. The conditions may include Britain holding another Brexit referendum if the extension needed eventually is a lengthy one. That's according to EU officials. Despite the fact that Britain's House of Commons voted Thursday against a rerun, at least in the foreseeable future. Hundreds of thousands of people protested in central Algiers on Friday, the biggest demonstration against the president. And no heavy clashes were reported, but the authorities said about 75 protesters were arrested and 11 policemen were slightly injured. Investigators in France began examining Friday the flight data and voice recorders from the Ethiopian airliner that crashed earlier in the week, killing all 157 people on board. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed Sunday after takeoff from the airport, the second such crash involving the new Boeing model. While officials from Ethiopia are officially leading the investigation, experts from France and the United States are assisting. The first results from the flight data and voice recorders could take several days. The Inter-American Development Bank has officially recognized the Venezuelan representative designated by opposition leader Juan Guaido, the first multilateral institution to take such action. Guaido named a Harvard University economist, an exiled former Venezuelan government minister, as his representative to the IADB. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.